Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Florence Chadwick became the first woman to swim the English Channel in both directions before attempting to swim the 26-mile Catalina crossing to California in July 1952. An experienced, record-breaking swimmer, but conditions were against her, with icy waters and a thick fog that set in, meaning she couldn't see anything around her. After 15 grueling hours in the water, she gave up and was pulled up onto the boat by her team. It was only then she realised she was less than half a mile from the shore. Florence had lost sight of the finish line. So being a Christian in the world of sport can be full of excitement and opportunity, but can also be full of challenges. The pressure to conform, dealing with disappointment and injury, feeling alone as a Christian. Hebrews 12 verses 1 to 3 has been a wonderful reminder of how to keep going as a Christian. Not in our own strength, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. By looking around at the faithful witnesses who have gone before, by looking down and throwing off everything that hinders, by looking up and fixing our eyes on Jesus, and finally, by looking forward to the finish line. Jesus' journey to the cross was marked by unimaginable opposition, mocking, physical and emotional suffering. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus pleaded with his Father to take the cup from him, to find another way for mankind to be saved. Oh, how different things would have been if Jesus didn't continue on his journey to the cross. But we read in Hebrews 12, "For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart." If we want an example of what it looks like to really keep going, where better to look than at Jesus? And where was Jesus looking? To the finish line, to the joy set before him. Now, the feeling of victory is incredible, isn't it? When the final whistle blows, or you cross the finish line first, or hit the winning point of the match, when you get your hands on the trophy, hold it in the air and celebrate. The blood, sweat and tears of training, the early mornings, the nutrition plan, the social events you've missed out on, the sacrifices you've made, all become worth it. Jesus knew that by following his Father's will and not his own, there would be certain joy at the end. The journey would not be easy, but it would be worth it for the prize. The sheer delight of being reunited with his Father, to sit down at the right hand of the Father in heaven, knowing his work on the cross was done. Imagine how different it would have been if Florence Chadwick could see the finish line ahead of her. We do not know when we will reach our finish line or what our journey there will look like. But we do know it's coming, along with the glorious joy of being physically with our Father in heaven. Paul says in Romans 8 verse 18, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Will you look forward to the finish line this game day? Will the joy that is to come be your motivation to keep going and not lose heart, no matter what comes your way? Because it will be worth it. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that Jesus kept his focus on the finish line and for the joy set before him endured the cross. Please help me today to look forward to the joy that is to come and not grow weary and lose heart, no matter what I face. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Finally, take a few minutes to pray for those in your club or team. Pray that God will open a door for his message and that others in your sport would hear and respond to the good news of Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.